This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
20 minutes from now. Our own mock draft here on BetQL Daily. See how many of those first-round picks we can get through alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. Welcome in. We are live coast-to-coast on the BetQL Network. Don't forget, tonight, as the draft is happening, our friends on BetMGM tonight have you covered. As the picks are going down, they'll be bringing you all the angles on how to bet teams that have made picks and what future picks may be made, win totals, divisional winners, fantasy markets, all of it inside your Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free. Download it today. Look, when you have a chance in the final hour of your last show before the first round of the NFL draft to talk to someone who's been top 10 in mock drafts, according to the Fantasy Pros Accuracy Contest the last 5 years, you have them on. At Matt F. The Oracle on Twitter, Matthew Friedman joins us now here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Thanks for taking the time, Matthew. And I'll start with this. What is the one bet that you like the most going into tonight's first round of the NFL draft?
So out of everything still available on the board, and this is, I'd say, something of a contrarian take, I like over 32.5 for Michael Penix Jr., and this is available at significant plus money, you know, plus 250 on the low side, plus 300 on the higher side. And a lot of smart people, whether they're draft analysts, reporters, mock drafters, whatever it is, a lot of them think that we see 5 to 6 quarterbacks. And it's not as if I think that is outrageous. I think it's about 50-50. As to whether we actually see that. But the market is pricing it as if it is a significant probability that we see 5 to 6. And this is like no offense to Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr., but I don't think either one of them gets in the first round. Like, they are not the type of like prototype for your round one quarterback. They are the exact prototype for the guy who goes in the top 10 picks of the second round. And I think that's where we end up seeing them. And so the market is very bullish on Penix being a first rounder, and I will be buying the other side of that throughout the day. And when Michael Penix goes at the end of round one to the Las Vegas Raiders, who trade up with the 49ers, that is going to be a sad moment for me. But right now I am still on the over for Penix at 32.5.
Going to be a big time gut punch. Listen, we all trust the betting market and we see the quick reactions. It's wild. If you're trying to bet the NFL draft today, you could punch something in, and then as you do it, before you place your wager, those numbers are moving. That's how quick things are going right now. Things get incredibly juiced, even on the over unders, because, you know, stuff gets out there, reputable people out there have an opinion, and then all of a sudden the market goes haywire. Is there anything that you look at and you see it juiced, like minus 250, minus 300, or even higher, where you look at it and say, yeah, I understand why that's the favorite, but I'm going to take the monster plus money because I think that number should be much shorter. It's much closer to a coin flip.
A couple of things there on what you just said. So one, you mentioned that lines can move really quickly today. And I want to talk about that because all of the line moves, we see some significant and fast line moves, over the past couple of months, based on, Daniel Jeremiah releasing a mock, Peter Schrager saying something, things like that. Those moves are based basically just on what people are saying and then what people are betting based on what those people are saying. I don't want to say those moves are meaningless, but they don't have anywhere near the significance as the moves that we see today. This is the one day all year when if the market moves for the draft, it is moving on something real. Like someone knows something and they are betting it hard and they are telling their friends to bet it hard. So when you see moves today, it is almost certainly real. So that's the first thing. The second thing, you ask the question of, you know, big odds on either side. JJ McCarthy stands out to me right now at 5.5, and he's juiced heavily to the under, you know, minus 200 or so. And I understand it because there's the possibility that the Patriots do something unexpected and they take JJ McCarthy at number 3 instead of Drake May. Like, there's the possibility of that. There's also the possibility, of course, of the Vikings trading up to number 4 or number 5 to get JJ McCarthy. That said, I don't think the Patriots are going to take JJ McCarthy. I think they're going to take Drake May. And I don't think the Vikings need to trade up to number 4 or number 5 to get JJ McCarthy, because I don't think the Giants at number 6 are really all that interested in him. So the 5.5 that's in the market, it makes sense to me. I understand why it's there, but at plus 150 to the over on 5.5, that is intriguing. I haven't bet it, but I kind of want to wait and see where that market goes, because I think it's getting close to being too extreme.
All right, so along those lines, what do you make of the movement that we saw this morning with Latham? A big push for him to possibly be the first offensive lineman selected. Well, we thought it was going to be Joe Alt. That number really changed in the betting market. What do you make of that one?
Yeah, that is somewhere between real and fake, and the market doesn't know what to do. You know, so... Latham, yeah, significantly closer to Joe Alt now to be the number one offensive lineman drafted. But if you look, I want to make sure I actually have this information right. If you look at the market for the exact picks, at number 5, JC Latham is now the favorite there. And like, those two markets are kind of incongruous. If Alt is still favored to be the number one lineman, but Latham is favored to go number 5. This is the market basically saying, like, we do not know. Like, we don't know which one of these guys is going to go first. What we do know is that there is significant, not even whispers, but like shouts coming out of the Chargers camp that they prefer Latham to Alt. And so if they stay at number 5, and that is the big question, do they stay or do they trade out? If they stay at number 5, I do think it will be Latham instead of Alt. But like, it's also known they want to trade down. And if they trade down, they can probably still get Latham. And so, you know, maybe the best way to have bet this, if there had been a market for it, which I don't think there ever was, but, you know, Latham to the Chargers would have been the best way to bet this. But unfortunately, that market never materialized. And so, you know, people bet into Latham as the number 5 pick. I'm very lucky. I got kind of early whispers on this. I bet Latham at number 5 at 40-1 on Monday. I wow. Ultimately don't think that will end up happening. I do think they will trade down, but Latham to the Chargers is a very real thing.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
To piggyback off of that, the number on Alt going seventh overall to Tennessee at about $2 now, about minus 200, depending on where you find it. So that would feed into that theory as well. I wanted to bring up what may happen shortly after that pick. It's been interesting to me, Matthew, that throughout this process, it's one of those picks that's just been kind of penciled in, right? Roma Dunze, ninth to the Bears. The number is sat at 8.5. And it's still even money for over 8.5. You talk about things that are incongruous, that's one of them. I settled on a Dunze over 8.5 this morning at even money because I just don't see a way, even if Neighbors goes early, even if Malik Neighbors goes 5 to the Chargers, I don't see another spot for a Dunze. Maybe 6 to the Giants if they stay put. But a Dunze over 8.5, I feel really sure about that. Is there an angle to this that I'm missing?
Yeah, there's a sleight of hand that's happening in a lot of the mocks. So he either goes 9 to the Bears or sometimes he goes 10 to the Jets. Now, the word is that the Jets are really hot on Odunze and they know they will, or there's at least a chance they will need to jump over the Bears at 9. And so it's almost assumed that there is a trade with the Falcons that is set up at 8. And so that is impacting the market. Even though if you look at the mocks, you'll see him to the Bears at 9 or the Jets at 10. In reality, that's more kind of like penciled in, like he's going to the Jets, but he's maybe doing it at pick number 8.
You follow these mocks as close as anyone and the ratings and just all the updates and you're betting into these markets as long as you possibly can. For the mock ratings that are graded, it's a big deal in this industry. It's with bettors, it's a big deal, which guys are at the very top. With all the final mocks that people are taking a close look at today, are there any games that are played? And what I mean by that is there a strategy of, okay, I'm going to slot this guy here. I don't think it's going to happen, but the chances are that maybe I can rack up some points and move up in these mock ratings and continue to get a lot of web hits and web traffic for my company or for my social media presence or any of that. Is there stuff like that people need to be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's tough because some people, mock drafters, might actually think that this is happening. And I joked about it earlier, but the Raiders trading back into the first round and drafting Michael Penix Jr. This is basically a way for mock drafters to get two bites at the apple for what the Raiders are going to do. Because in one of these contests, the prevalent contest, you're not really graded on accuracy in terms of like getting the draft position right, or whether a guy went 13 or whether he went 32. You're graded just on getting the player to the team. Mm-hmm. And so someone could have the Raiders going with an offensive lineman or a cornerback, which is, you know, like fairly chalky at number 13 to the Raiders. But then they're also hedging by having the Raiders trade back into the first round to take Michael Penix. So I wouldn't say like that's cheating, because like there's a chance that actually happens, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a way of them kind of getting to take two shots at the Raiders there. But yeah, in all of these contests, they grade differently as well. So someone could have a pretty good mock in one contest and maybe like an average mock in one of the other contests. So yeah, you know, there are ways that people try to game the system. But I think in the end, it's just try to do something that is close to realistic. And, you know, maybe you end up doing well in all three of the contests.
Man, I would be nervous with all the bets, worrying about my mock getting graded. A lot going on today. What are some of the other bets that you have that are maybe still available or pretty close to what you betted at?
Yeah, so there is one, and I will say it's not as widely available, and I might have had a part in that because I've been betting it and talking about it, but it's still available at a few books, and it's you know, a conference bet, the number of ACC players taken in round one, and this number is 4.5, and I will say it is heavily juiced to the under. Like minus 700, minus 750. And I hate talking about bets that are juiced like that because no one wants to bet them. And I'm not saying you should over leverage yourself into this bet, but this number should be like minus 2000 in the vast majority of mocks that you would look at. You are going to see four, maybe three ACC players going in round one. Only one of like the 50 mocks that are recent that I've looked at in the past day have I seen more than 4.5 ACC players go in round one. And if you start kind of just like going down the board of looking at like who these guys are in the ACC that could go in round one, like there are some really obvious names. Drake May, obviously, like going in the top four, top five, whatever it is. Jared Verse from Florida State, ACC. Graham Barton, the versatile offensive lineman from Duke, ACC. Those are your three definite guys locked in. And then there's Nate Wiggins, the cornerback out of Clemson. Now, like, he probably goes in round one, but I would say there's like a 15 to 20% chance he falls out of round one. Like, he's on the borderline, probably gets in, but he's not a stone cold lock. And then you look at who could the fifth guy possibly be? Maybe Braden Fisk, defensive tackle out of Florida State, maybe Keon Coleman, wide receiver out of Florida State. But those two guys would both be really significant reaches for round one. I mean, like, I would say their odds of getting into round one are like 3 to 5%. And you just kind of start to look at the math and it's like, I think that this number is drastically wrong. And again, I'm not like saying that anyone should put their life savings into this bet. Again, 700 is a really big number, but you just kind of look at the value and the difference between, I think this is minus 700. It should be minus 2000. Like, there is some value there. So that is one that I like that is kind of sneaky under the radar. And it's easy to see why the books would get that wrong, because there are like multiple things that they need to juggle to create those types of props. And that is the kind of thing that they would misprice.
Matthew, great stuff. Can't wait to see how yours gets graded out, because it usually gets graded really well. Enjoy the first round tonight and the entire draft. Matthew Friedman of Fantasy Life. Check him out on Twitter at Matt F. The Oracle. Happy draft day to you, Matt.
Thanks. Same to you. It's a great pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks again, as always. Matt's been great with his time leading up to the draft. We've got lightning bets before we wrap up in about 25 minutes. And coming up next, we take a crack at our own mock draft. We're not as worried about it getting graded. That's why we'll probably be having drinking games tonight as well. But we'll take a swing at it anyway alongside Aaron and Joe. I'm Chris. This is BetQL Daily. Live coast to coast on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.